Indians taking on the Diamondbacks. Trevor Bauer warming up, as is Zach Greinke. We'll take it to the top of the sixth, game tied at one.
Checks on a pitch down and away, appeal at first, he went around. Oh, is Encarnacion mad? Fires the bat down, almost got home plate umpire. Angel Hernandez, he is still gesturing at first base up Lance Barksdale. Full count now. Trevor Bauer has struck out six in tonight's ballgame, four of them looking. Payoff pitch, swung on, hammered to right. Down the line it goes, off the foul pole, home run. Arizona leads 2-1. Peralta with his second home run of the year. He smoked a home run down the right field line and ricocheted high off the foul pole to give the Diamondbacks a 2-1 lead here in the sixth inning. 2-1 Arizona, two down, 3-1 pitch. Swung on, hit high and deep to center. Back goes Naquin. On the track, looking up, this ball is off the wall. That'll score Goldschmidt. Around second, heading for third is Tomas with a triple. Payoff, swung on, line shot to right. Peralta coming on, dives, and he caught it, but is he hurt? He may be hurt, he did catch it. That's when you kind of roll over your wrist and your arm. A sinking liner to right that Peralta came charging in. Dove made the catch. Swung on a high bouncer to first, leaping up, saying, when Encarnacion got a glove on it, deflected to the second baseman Ramirez. A high bounce single. Encarnacion did everything he could, leaping at first to deflect it. And Hazelmaker is 6-for-6 this year, 3-for-3 tonight. Swung on, smashed to first by the diving Encarnacion into right, a base hit. Tomas scores, coming home to scores Drury. Throw goes up the third baseline, caught by Perez. Staying at first is Herman, advancing to third is Hazelbaker. Three more are home this inning.
D-backs win this one 11-2. Greinke gets the win, he strikes out six. Jeremy Hazelbaker becomes the first major league player to reach base safely in his first 8 plate appearances to start a season since 2006. Terry Francona and the Indians came up short against the Diamondbacks on Saturday. Here's the skipper on the loss.
Oh boy, I mean, you know, it's a couple days now where that third time through, you know, once they get going, you know, they get real aggressive, and man, they I think it was 13 pitches, and a lot of damage was done. You know, because I thought Trevor was really throwing the ball well. Should have looked up, I think, in the fifth, and Greinke and Trevor were it was identical, even almost to the pitch. And you know, then you know, I don't know if you know, the stolen base, you got to pitch a little bit different. But, you know, still, it was, you know, it was within striking distance, and then it just got away from us in a hurry.
What was Greinke doing well yesterday?
I thought the best thing he did was, I mean, his changeup is really good, and I know people make a big deal about his velocity, but he's still 93, 94, and he locates real well. He pitches in, but off of that, his changeup is really good, and he can throw it anytime he wants. His field of pitch is tremendous.
Edwin Check swing.
You know, when I saw it live, I didn't think he came close to swinging. You know, when I went back and looked, it's close. I mean, I wouldn't want to have to make that call in real time. I mean, it's hard. You know, that's one of those where we want it, and so do they. That'll never change.
You know, you're trying to assess that Trevor's obviously been hurt. Do you talk about Trevor's
I thought he was good. Thought he had life on his fastball, good breaking ball. I don't think he had any walks, at least till, you know. And he had to, because of the way Greinke was pitching. Like I said, like when Goldschmidt stole third, now all of a sudden you maybe got to pitch different. And when they get aggressive and they start feeling good, we've seen it 2 days in a row now. You know, they put a hurting on us in a hurry. But if he throws a ball like that, he's going to be just fine.
Francisco Lindor, again, a few hits tonight, and also ran out of ball. That was pretty, you know,
brief ask Runner just talk about his development, you know, time and time again, how he continues to impress you?
Boy, okay. Well, I mean, he's definitely a good player, and he's getting better, and we love him, and we expect all our guys to run balls out. We don't care what inning it is or what the score is.
Where'd that ball hit to you? Could you tell his ball?
I think it hit right on the yellow. I didn't see where, you know, I think the fans kind of made it, you know, because they're all out there, like, you know, yelling home run.
Yeah.
But I didn't see anything out there that I figured it could have hit. And then Barney said it hit the yellow and came back.
After going 5 2/3 while allowing 4 earned runs on Saturday, Trevor Bauer notches his first loss of the year. Here's what he said about his performance.
I executed pitches really well, like I had all game.
Got a curveball, you had one back.
No, it's my best pitch. It's 3-1. It's that pitch he's performed historically the worst on. So I threw my best pitch to a hitter that hits it the worst, and it's baseball.
Looked like your two-seamer was working pretty well today, especially backdoor to righties. Just when you're also working with Roberto, just how nice is it to be able to use that pitch and have him getting some of those calls?
Yeah, I think you're accurate there. Worked really well all night. Threw some really good ones. He got some calls like he always does. I think it's a good combo.
The two teams will meet again on Sunday as the D-backs' Patrick Corbin squares off against Corey Kluber.